The song Strange Fruit was written by a man named Abel Meeropol in the 1930s, but it will forever be associated with the singer Billie Holiday.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
The lyrics vividly describe a lynching, and this haunting protest song is central to the new movie The United States vs. Billie Holiday. The Grammy-nominated singer Andra Day plays the title character. It's her acting debut, and she won a Golden Globe for her performance. This is her in the film.
The bulging eyes and the twisted mouth.
Andra Day is actually a stage name, and she told me she chose that name as a tribute to Lady Day, Billie Holiday herself.
Andra Day does come from Billie Holiday. I've been a fan of her since my youth, since I was about 11 years old. I love the relationship between her and Lester Young, the amazing, incomparable Lester Young.
He was a saxophonist who worked with Billie Holiday.
And he gave her the nickname Lady Day, and she called him the President, or Prez for short, and then he named her mother the Duchess. And so that's Billie's telling of it, and she would always refer to them as the royal family. So I love the name Lady Day. It feels regal to me.
I'm just trying to imagine how a child would relate to the song Strange Fruit, which is so central to this film.
I mean, at 11 years old, even though I didn't know all the details of what she was talking about, it's felt, you know what I'm saying? It's in my DNA. It's in our DNA. And so,
our DNA as a country, you mean?
Yeah, I think as a nation and as a people, as Black people, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so when I remember being very quieted by the song, you know, almost sort of prostrate, like just all I knew was it made me sad. It made me know that whoever this woman was singing, it made me concerned for her. I knew that she sacrificed. I knew there was some loss. There was such pain there. And it stunned me as a child. It really just kind of struck me.
Did the fact that your first acting role wound up being Billie Holiday feel like the universe had conspired in just the right way? Or was it like your first ever race is suddenly the New York City Marathon? I mean, what was the experience?
Definitely the latter. It just felt like, oh, so you want me to do a movie and you want me to do this role? To be honest with you, my first reaction was actually, hell no. I really didn't want to do it. And it turns out Lee didn't want me to do it either.
Lee Daniels, the director, didn't want you to do it.
No, he did not want me. It was his manager and his people being like, you got to meet her, you got to meet her, you know. And my people telling me the same. So I give people the visual as him and I sitting in that meeting looking at each other like, the hell are we doing here?
So what won you over? Like, what tipped the scales for you?
You know, for me, I am a very deeply spiritual person, or at least I like to try and consider myself as one. And so it was two things in particular. It was, prayer ultimately. I remember sort of kind of being lost in devotion and I was reading it and meditating on a scripture. And I was actually trying to pray to get out of it. It was one of those like, oh God, please God, make this go away. And instead, what was in devotion that day was a scripture about being caused to do an act of great faith, not to have somebody just do something for you or to just make something go away, but to be caused to weather the storm and to do an act of great faith. And I was like, ah. And then the other thing was meeting Lee. You know, he had such a need to tell her story authentically, to show her as a layered human being, because it wasn't until he was, you know, this age that he understood who Billie was and that she was a fighter and that her legacy was intentionally suppressed.
So one of the driving forces of this film is the FBI's fear of mm-hmm. the song Strange Fruit, which describes mm-hmm. lynching in these vivid, poetic, awful terms.
I cut strange fruit.
No, Joe, I want to sing the damn song, all right? The club advertises it. People pay good money to come here and hear me sing it.
I've told you 100 times, people in high places don't want you singing that song.
And I've asked you over 100 times, what people, Joe?
Can you tell us about what the FBI was so afraid of?
Yeah, I mean, and first of all, thank you so much for saying awful terms, because I think that's one of the things for me on set I realized. I was like, calling Strange Fruit a beautiful song is almost like a slap in the face of what she was trying to do. You know, it is, right? And it's what makes it beautiful is its truth, but it's a horrific song, you know? And what they were afraid of was that, you know, Strange Fruit is truth. It is sheer, unadulterated, uncompromising truth. And when you are trying to persist in a social climate of inequity in a system of racial inequality, you know, those systems are built on lies and they're built on deception. And obviously a system like that can really only be dismantled with truth and with light sort of exposing these dark places, which that's what Strange Fruit threatened to do. She was integrating audiences. She was trying to fight for equality and they wanted a system of supremacy and she was fighting against that.
You know, we so often hear artists talk about the power of art, but the fact that the FBI was afraid of the power of this song mm-hmm. says something. And I just wonder what, for you as a singer, that history tells you about the real world impact that your craft, your music can have.
First of all, it just reminds me that it is power. You know, you hear this phrase all the time, right? That music is the only thing that can enter your psyche without permission. But it is actually that powerful. It really, and I think what its power is not just the power to move and to shake things, but it's the power to heal. And in healing, things need to be moved and they need to be shook and they need to be torn down or built up or, you know, and we see it. We saw it during this, you know, during the 60s, right? With all of this sort of renaissance of artists just creating all this protest music, you know, surrounding race, surrounding the war, you know, that just reminded me so powerfully, like, yeah, that's what music does. It heals, you know, and it is that powerful.
Can you tell me what it was like to deliver the line, "Your grandkids will be singing Strange Fruit," knowing that here we are, you know, 70 or so years later, talking about the song, listening to the song. The song lives on longer than any of the characters in the movie.
When I tell you that, even just saying it, hearing you say it right now just gave me goosebumps. That sat in my spirit so heavy. And that felt, I was so happy to deliver that. It felt like the final blow.
Miss Holiday, you want to clear your name, right? Get us off your case and you'll never see us again.
You think I'm gonna stop singing that song? Your grandkids will be singing Strange Fruit.
I know that I've sung that song and so on and so forth. And the grandkids of the world have sung that song because I've done it myself. And so I was also armed with that additional layer playing her. And so I'm like, so a part of me was like, Billie Holiday sang it to him. And then the other part of me was like, yeah, we will be singing it. Yes, yes. Like, I was like, you right, wow. Sis, we singing it. So, you know, it's just like different, definitely.
Andra Day plays Billie Holiday in the new movie, The United States versus Billie Holiday, streaming on Hulu. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you so much.